Hello, I'm Aditi Gangwar, Program Manager in Microsoft Azure Backup Team. In this video, let's talk about how you can enable modern backup storage in Deepin 2016. As you know, Deepin 2016 comes with modern backup storage, which leverages the storage technologies as RDFS block cloning to deliver huge savings in storage and backup times. In this series, we will talk about the four simple steps to enable modern backup storage. All you need to do is to set up Deepin 2016 on Windows Server 2016, add volumes to Deepin 2016, configure workload-aware storage, and begin backing up by creating a protection group. So for this video, let us add volumes to DPM and configure workload-aware storage. Adding a volume is quite similar to adding disks in the previous version of DPM. In the Management section, simply choose Disk Storage. It will give you an overview of the storage currently added to DPM. Rescan your storage and click on Add to get a list of the available volumes. All you need to do is to click on the storage and add it to the list of selected volumes. At this point, DPM will format it to RDFS to be able to use all the new savings with modern backup storage. You can also give your volume a friendly name for easy recall later. Please note that if you upgrade from DPM 2012 R2 and have protection groups that were created using that version, you will also see an option to add disks to be used by those protection groups. They will continue to be backed up using legacy technology unless you stop their protection with retained data and begin protecting them again. DPM will take care of the recovery points for you. Any new protection groups use modern backup storage by default. Now that we have added storage, the next step is to configure workload-aware storage. This feature enables you to associate workloads with volumes. That is, when you configure protection, DPM will proactively select these volumes to store the associated workloads. This can easily be done through PowerShell using the update DPM disk storage commandlet. Since G is the high-performance storage here, I will configure SQL backups to be preferentially stored on this volume. You can also give a list of workload types to be backed up to a single volume. This change will be instantaneously reflected in DPM UI. Learn about the final step, that is creating a protection group to begin backing up using modern backup storage in the next video.